Exclusive: DNC delegates struggle to name actual Kamala Harris achievement. By Nick Gilbertson on August 19, 2024. Chicago, Illinois, Democrat delegates had difficulty naming an actual achievement of Vice President Kamala Harris's to Breitbart News at the Democratic National Convention, DNC, on Monday, with many pointing to progressive policy pitches and her political ideology as achievements. Breitbart News caught up with five delegates on the first day of the four-day affair in Chicago. One delegate, Bonnie Daniels of El Paso, Texas, emphasized that Harris is not president and cited President Joe Biden's fabulous economic policies. "Well, you know, she's not president, it's Joe Biden who's had some awesome achievements," she told Breitbart News when asked what Harris's most outstanding achievement was. "His economic policy is fabulous. And, you know, waiting for her to step it up, and let's see if she continues his policies, and we'll take it from there." A second delegate with whom Breitbart News spoke, Luciano Garza of the Rio Grande Valley, Texas, zoned in on what he sees as her achievement in the campaign thus far. "Her greatest achievement in this campaign so far, and excitement that we have for our ticket, is that with Harris and Waltz, we are going to fight for our freedoms, and she's going to fight for our families and our future," he said. "And we are not going back to that MAGA Republican president." Sophia Rodriguez, a 2022 Democrat congressional candidate in Ohio and a delegate from the Buckeye State, told Breitbart News that Harris's achievement is believing that all people are equal and that they should all have an opportunity for the American dream. "And she works toward that by creating policies like, especially, like, as I'm a type 2 diabetic, insulin costs are down to, like, $35 maximum, especially for our seniors. I'm like, I'm going to be a senior one day. And, so, for me, that's important with healthcare," she said. Former President Donald Trump notably first capped the costs of insulin prices for seniors, as Breitbart News noted. One of Biden's first actions going into the Oval Office was to suspend Trump's executive order aimed at lowering the prices of insulin and epinephrine, which would have gone into effect on January 22, 2021. After Biden suspended Trump's move to lower the cost of insulin, he demanded during his 2022 State of the Union address that Congress lower insulin prices. The caps for seniors implemented in 2022 were part of the Inflation Reduction Act, which, despite its name, did not actually reduce inflation. Rodriguez also cited Harris's advocacy for public education when speaking about her achievements. "Also, she advocates for public education. I'm a public educator, so, it's important for my kids, with their pick with Waltz, as an educator," she said, citing free school lunch policies for children. Two delegates from Gilbert, Arizona, Carrie Good and Doris Carls, pointed to policy visions as Harris's achievements. "Her stand on abortion and about reproductive rights, that, to me, is the biggest thing she's been able to really just, she's really been able to bring it to the people and make people understand what they're losing, what they've lost, and how dangerous it really is," Good told Breitbart News. Carls said she really likes Harris's concern for the common man and woman. "If you look at the proposals she's got out now for lessening costs for people in child tax credit and helping students be able to go to college, I just think she's so progressive in her thinking, and she has all this thought through," Carls stated. "There's nothing surface about her, very in-depth thinker and very bright and very concerned about the American people."